Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I am recording and we're going to continue doing the classification tree. Did you have any problems with the homework?
No.
Okay, let's get the homework out and grade it. Actually work on it together, and at the same time we can review what is compare what we need to do with your answers. Okay, so what is the first sentence?
Yarkabu al-waladu al-sayyara.
Okay. Yarkabu. يركب الولد السيارة. Okay. So let's start with يركب. Let's start with يركب. Okay, is it verb or noun?
Verb.
That's right, Saeed, right?
Yeah.
It's verb, because it means what? Right. Right? So that's noun or verb. It is verb. Now, what is the tense? Like, is it... Past, present, future, command?
I think it's present.
Present, that's right. So that's past, present, future, command. Okay. Now, it is present. Now, what is it? Is it for male or female?
Male.
It is for male. Because it talks about the boy, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So it is male. What is the female version of this, by the way? What is the female version of Yarkab? Yarkab, mashallah. So that is male. Now, male or female, okay, now if it's a male, is it for single or plural?
Single.
Single. So it is single. Now, for the purpose of learning, let's get the noun of this. Let's get the nouns. The noun is, from Yarkab, is? Rakib, right? Rakib. And then what is the past tense of Yarkab? Rakiba. Right. And what is the future tense of this?
Sayarkabu,
mashallah. And what is the command verb?
Yarkab.
Irkab. And what is the female version? You said tarkab?
Yeah.
Right. And what is the plural?
Plural for female.
Yarkaban.
Yarkabun.
We have Yarkabun, that's right, which is going to be Yarkabun. And what is the double form? What is the double form? Yarkaban, right? You got it?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, can you say, can you move here, please?
It's nice knowing you.
Here. Now, the next one is Al-Walad. Al-Walad. Okay. Yeah, we forgot to do the last thing here, that the present tense, is it marfu?
What did you do?
Mansub. Is it marfu', mansub, or majzum? Is it marfu', mansub, or majzum? What happened?
Huh?
Is it marfu', mansub, or majrur? Any present tense is marfu. Now, is it dhamma, waw, or alif? That's right.
Wow.
Dhamma. That's right. Waw, if it's plural. So it is with Dhamma. Okay. Let's talk about Al-Walad. Is it noun or verb?
Noun.
That's right. The Walad meaning what? What's the Walad?
The Walad is noun, child.
Yes, what's the meaning of it?
A boy.
Boy, that's right. Okay, so now is it for single or actually, yeah, is it single or noun or plural?
Single.
That's right. It is single. Now, is it male or female?
Male.
MashaAllah, that's right, it's male. Now, is it... okay, there is double here. Now, is it marfu', mansub, or majzum? Is it subject or object? Let's make it easier. It is?
Subject.
Okay, is it subject?
Subjected to persecution.
It is subject. And is it marfu', mansub, majzum, or majrur? Any subject should be what? Any subject. Marfu', yes.
I got it right.
Any subject has to be marfu'. Go all the way back. Any subject is marfu'. Now, in marfu', do we have dhamma or waw or alif?
Dhamma.
That's right. Now let's get the double of this noun. What would you think the double is? The double is a fixed rule, so really, you should get it right away.
Dun.
You just add alif nun.
Al-waladan,
that's right. Now what is the plural? That is a standard. So, and it's not actually a standard. It's irregular. Back, and stop coloring. It is irregular. So, the plural is al-awlad. The plural is
al-awlad. Yay!
Did you put your name here?
Yay!
Put your name so that I can put you. Great. What is the female version of al-walad?
Al-bent.
Okay, the last, Hisham, over here.
Okay.
The last one, يركب الولد السيارة, right?
A noun.
It's a female noun.
Good.
Singular.
It's
object.
Yeah.
And it is
mansub. Masha'Allah. It's a noun.
It's a noun. It's a female.
Is it single?
Yeah, it's single. It's female, it's object, and it's mansub.
Yeah, you never know.
It's
colors.
Yeah.
could be a black and
blue. Okay.
Oh my god.
That's what, right.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Batman's so good. Don't touch Batman. Why
do you
do that? I drew his third arm. He doesn't have a third arm.
Single, double, plural. So what is the single of, what's the double of Sayara?
Yeah.
Remember, double is just to add what?
Sayara
10.
Did you take my pencil?
Yes, yes I did.
And give it
you
back.
Took your pencil. Pencil did a front flip.
And what is the plural of Sayara? Remember, that's a female. So there's a fixed rule for female.
Sayaratain?
No, you just add alif.
No. Sayaratain?
Alif ta.
Oh, sayarat.
Sayarat.
Very interesting.
Okay. So that is a single. Now, is it male or female?
It is female.
That's right.
The female cat.
Yes.
Female
Senor.
Senor.
Now, is it marfu', mansub, majroor, majzoom? It is mansub, that's right. Now, is it, you know, it's either fatha, or ya, or dhamma. We're going to, we're doing the first part of the number one of the homework.
I'll do this later.
So it is fatha.
Yeah.
Why is it fatha?
Yeah.
And it is single. No, it's not past tense, it's present. Because it is, and besides, that's not a tense at all.
Why is this?
Because this is what?
Why is this? Because this is the
I. Noun. Yeah, it's noun.
Okay, so one needs to hold this one.
So I'll
do
it.
Thank you.
Free
yeah.
Service.
Yeah. Free
service.
We.
I charge $5.
Please.
No, I thought you did it free. Oh.
Back all the way.
Yeah, rest.
So now the.
$5.
We forgot here to do one more classification, which is it. Object or subject? Subject or object?
Subject. We forgot to do the tense classification.
There is no tense in a noun.
Oh.
Subject or object?
Object.
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 Female or male?
I caught a farm. No, it'll be a slave. I caught an appeal. Oh my god, yeah, you're pulling my foot. Stop pulling my leg. Dude, stop.
Take notes, please.
Okay, I'll take good notes.
So.
It will be very long.
Alright.
And have minimum drawings in them.
The classification trees will help you because they give you the available options for you. And also, it helps you make selections.
Yeah, that'd be fun. It is fire beer.
Whoa. All right.
Well,
now, what is the second sentence?
I just like myself.
What is the second sentence? The two girls went to the school. What?
Two girls went to school, I think.
Can you read the Arabic version?
Nas Fatu Al Binatan Al Madrasa.
What do you have here?
They get minimum wage.
What do you have in the sentence? Okay. Nadhafat.
Nadhafat.
So. Nadhafat. Muzafat.
It's a verb.
See.
It's a verb. That's
good
right.
Job.
Now, what is the
It is double.
What is the noun version of muzafat?
I don't know.
Munazifat.
Makes sense.
Or since it is single, so it is munadhifa. Take notes, please. Munadhifa. Now, the verb, is it past, future, present, past?
Present.
Future. Or command.
Look at all the
I think it's past.
I think it's present.
Nadhafat, it's in the past. Now, what is the present version of nadhafat? You add the ta at the beginning.
Yeah.
So it becomes? Tunadhif. That's right. And what is the future?
Satunadhif. Yes.
That was what I was going to say if I could pronounce it.
Satunadhif.
My bad friend caught the deal. She's struggling to escape.
Are you taking notes?
I'm taking deep, very notes.
Get your backpack.
Back over there.
He has a mind of his own. Not fishing for the deals.
Satunadhif. Now, what is the command?
Do you have an extra command? No.
And instead of talking, and instead of talking, help me here.
Okay.
What's the command?
The command is...
Nadhifi.
Yes. Good job.
not leafy. Okay.
Found my pencil.
Good job.
You can use this.
No, just
use this. Okay. So now it's passed. Now is it single or double or plural? نظفت البنتين. So the بنتين is two girls. So it's what?
Double.
Now, what is the version? What is the single? What is the double version and the plural version of this?
Nazafata.
And then nazafu or nazafna.
Why is that chair like marking on?
So it is نظفت it is نظفتان.
Okay.
What's the plural? نظفنا. Because of the noon of the female noon. نظفنا. Now, about the single here, is it male or female?
Oh, I just noticed something.
Mm-hmm.
It's female.
It's drawing the opposite way.
What is it?
It's leaning tree. It's male.
It is.
The Michael Jackson lean.
Okay. It is a benten. So the two girls.
Yeah, yeah. That's what I meant. That's what I said first.
So two females, right?
Yeah.
Female?
Female.
Right. So what is the male version of this?
Nadhafa.
Or Nadhafa. Yes. And is it marfu', mansub, majzum, majrur, mabni? Is it marfu', mansub, majrur, majzum, or mabni? Mabni means constant, just never changes. Like past tense is always
the same.
Mabni or fatha. Okay. Just like always fatha. Doesn't matter what. It's always fatha.
I think
so mabni means built. So just
okay,
like
it's obviously not mabni.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's a present verb. So I'm sorry. It's a past tense verb. So the past tense verb is always mabni.
Oh, it is. Mabni?
Yes.
Oh,
fail. The only one.
Now mabni with what?
Mabni al fatha.
مبني على الفتحة.
Yeah.
We have two cases of مبني. We have مبني على الفتحة, مبني على السكون. We don't have any third choice. And then here is sukun. Fatha and sukun. So here, mabni al fatha. See here?
Yeah.
So what is... So what is the male version of this?
No. I am unable to take notes. And I was almost about to finish that one too.
What is the male version of nadhafat? Nadhafat, so nadhafa.
Nadhafa, yeah,
nadhafa. That's what I said. Nadhafa. So it is nadhafa. Okay? Now, these alternatives need to be memorized.
These trees.
In the past days, people will die to learn Arabic because it is non-Arabic speaking, because it's the language of the Quran, and because it was the business language at that time. What I meant is that they are so eager to learn Arabic because it was the business language at that time.
Yes.
Just like English nowadays.
Oh, we're the business language.
Okay. So that's now people tend to learn the language because of business. So not because of the Quran. Usually they do it because of business.
Don't like many countries speak the language.
Come on now, I say, you know, like they are so eager. Like they want to do it so.
Nadhafat.
Now let's say al-bintan, right?
I am fluent in Spanish.
Fluent in Spanish.
Yo, no, Spanish.
Al-bintan. Al-bintani. Now, what is this? Verb or a noun? Bintani.
It's a noun.
It's a noun.
How could girls be a verb?
I don't know.
They like girls these cars.
Now, is it single, double, or plural?
It is double.
Plural.
Double.
That's right. Two girls is double. I do the translation so that helps you out.
Yes, that's
okay. And plural. Now, what is the double? What is the single form of that?
Bint.
That's right. Mashallah. And what is the double? And the double bintan. And what's the plural? Plural for female is always the same standard, which is what?
Banat.
That's right.
Oh, good.
Now, it is double. Now, this double, is it male or female? Is it male or female?
Female.
Yeah. What is the male version?
Waladan.
So the male version is walad. Waladan. Now, What is the, is it marfu', mansub, majroor, majzoom, or mabni? Let's make it easy. Let me not put all the choices. Let me just put the available choices.
Give us a 50% chance of getting it.
The available choices are marfu' for a noun, marfu', mansub, majroor, so now this one is what? Is it, before we get into there, is it what tense? Not what tense.
It's a noun, so.
Is it subject or object?
It is the subject, the subject.
That's right. It is subject or object? It is subject. And is it
subject
or experiment? Is it marfu'? These are the three choices for the noun. Back. Mansub, majroor. Majroor. Yeah. I'll ask you next time, I'll ask you to step out. Okay. Now, we want to limit the thing, the verb can never be majzoom. So.
Yeah.
So here. Can never be majroor, I'm sorry. So let me just take away that option so that can make life easy. So we just put the available options. So now, is it marfu', mansub, or majroor? Let me put mabni over there to just do. And I just did that because of what?
Because to make it easier.
To just empty a space.
Okay.
So just to empty a space here. So it is marfu', mansub, or majroor. It is
mansub.
It is mansub because it is marfu', because it is?
Because it is right.
Subject.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay, then the marfu' situations, either dhamma, waw, dhamma, alif, or waw.
It is alif.
That's right,
yeah.
It is alif. Perfect, mashallah, because it's dhamma. Got it? So, you can see how things flow. Okay. نظفت البنتان السيارة or what?
The
سيارة. نظفت البنتان.
The school, right? No.
المدرسة.
Yeah,
yes. Yes, المدرسة.
المدرسة.
What?
المدرسه So المدرسه is it noun or verb?
Noun.
It is noun. Now this noun, is it single, double, or plural?
It is
single. It's
female. Oh, mashallah.
It is an object, and it is
mashallah. So, what is the double version? Remember, double version? Yes, exactly. You just add. You just add ta alif nun. I'm sorry, alif nun. Madrasatan. And the plural is. This one is irregular. Okay? So I'm just going to. Well, we'll have a few minutes left and then we can go drink water. Plural is going to be al-madaris. Okay. So now it is a single. And is it male or female? Just like you said, it is female. And then, is it object or subject? Just like you said, it is object, that's right. Now, is it marfu', mansub, majroor? Or majroor? It is, no, just like we said before, mansoob.
Class ended.
What time is it?
It's
10:05. Okay, just let's finish this. Mansoob is either fatha or kasra.
It's fatha.
Or yeah. It's fatha.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. See, the classification trees, they really help you.
They look nice.
Just like.
They look like those.
They're upside down.
They look better from a distance.
It's anti-gravitational.
And you're dismissed.
Wait, where do we?
It's so fast.